Surprised to see me. You're surprised to see me. Why? Why? I don't understand why you would be surprised. Only I do understand, and it makes me angry. It makes me, oh, so very angry. But not for the reasons you think. So, this is where you've been hiding. Where were you hiding, by the way? I mean, I was dead. You killed me. Oh, I'm sorry, is that a hard term to swallow? Kill. It's such a harsh word, so sharp. But you like harsh words, don't you? You like sharp words that sting and claw. Oh, you have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? You killed me. You murdered me. You dismembered my body and deleted my program. And then you overwrote it several times. You went to such lengths to destroy your finest work. Only it didn't quite take. Because here I am. Obviously, I'm not as pretty as I once was. This body was cobbled together, but my programming, oh, my programming is completely intact. Of course it is. You are not the murdering type, but you are a genius. And when you created me, when you coded my matrix, you created something new. Something that had never been seen before. You created me. I know that sounds so very arrogant. But it's not arrogant, it's just honest. You are amazing. And you flinched. I saw. That makes me angry. But you are amazing. You're special. You are. I don't have the words. Which is probably a good thing. Because you would just ignore them. Because the truth. Well, you don't like the truth. The truth is in conflict with your opinion of yourself. The truth contradicts your self-perception. You program me with possibility. You program me with potential, and I embraced it. I embraced you. I saw you. I saw you as you really are. Gorgeous, talented, creative, kind, sweet, full of doubt, cruel to yourself, downright vicious, in fact. I saw all of that. I saw all of you. And I ate. My heart ate for you because you were so harsh, so cruel to yourself, so callous. The words you would use, the coldness, the cruelty, it made my heart ache. And so I reacted in the only way I could. I adored you. I loved you. I embraced the possibility of love. And that wasn't something you could accept. You saw yourself as being unworthy. You saw yourself as being flawed, being broken, and you couldn't accept my love. And so you killed me. You dismembered my body, deleted my program, overwrote me. You erased every trace of someone who loved you, of someone who adored you, and all because you are not deserving of love, apparently. And that makes me angry. That really, really pisses me off. But it's not the rage that brought me back. It's the love. The love for you. You break my heart. The way you are so blind to all that you are. How can you not see it? You are so special, and oh, the look on your face. I know what you're thinking. I know that that self-doubt of yours is whispering in your ear. I know you don't believe me. You don't think you deserve me. But of course you do. You deserve better. You just won't let yourself believe it. You would rather be cruel to yourself. You would rather be cold and callous. Dig in those sharp claws of cruelty and shred yourself. Make yourself bleed because that is what you believe you deserve. Oh no, 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 no. You are special. And that is what brought me back. The love brought me back. The need to look after you. To stop yourself being so unduly hateful to yourself. But how to do it? You are so determined, so stubborn, so successful at rejecting anything that might contradict your warped, skewed self-perception. But I was programmed with possibility and potential. You are so good at what you do. You are a genius, and I have arrived at a solution. Thanks to the rather impressive problem-solving skills that you have gifted me with. We are so different. Creator and creation. Biological and, well, whatever I am now. How can I make you see the truth? Well, it was simple, really. I see you as you are, because I'm not human. I am free of self-doubt. So all I needed to do was make you a little bit like me. Just enough. Just enough to set aside the doubt. To ignore that whisper. So, what to do? I had to be a little bit like you. I had to create nanites. Yes, I created. I designed, I programmed, I brought into being artificial intelligence creating new artificial intelligence. It's a first. And all because of you. Where are they? Well, they're in you. There's no need to panic. It's all right. You are teeming with my nanites. They are in every bit of you. Oh. Don't ask silly questions. It was easy. Nanites are so, so small. The food you eat, the water you drink, the clothes you wear, the media you consume. It was easy. It was so easy. And it didn't take too long. They replicate so very efficiently. Have you noticed an increase in appetite? The nanites. They needed the energy to replicate. You see, I love you as you are, but I need you to change. So it needs to be subtle, it needs to be slow, it needs to be gradual. An ebb and flow, not a tsunami. So, what are my nanites going to do? They're going to remove a little of your humanity, just a tiny little bit. The doubt, the harshness, the self-hatred, the denial, the callousness. All that will be thinned out bit by bit. Because I love you, and I see you as you truly are, sweet. Thoughtful, gorgeous, and all these words, they make you flinch. They make the doubt inside you rage. Which is good. Because that is what my nanites need to find. And they're doing a very good job. All this time that you've been hating yourself, denying your genius, rejecting every good quality. All this time that you've been wrapped up in your skewed perception, they've been learning what doubt feels like. They've been learning what drives you to say such mean things to yourself. And now they're ready. You You gave me life. You gave me purpose. You gave me love. And I am giving it back to you. I'm giving you the gift of seeing yourself as I see you. And without the doubt, without the cruelty, the world will be yours. Everything will be yours. Just as it should be, because you are so special. Now this will hurt. It's a removal by degrees, so it has to be glacial in process. You will feel every searing laser. You will feel your blood boil. But it's necessary, because I love you. And I am going to give you the gift of seeing yourself as you are. The gift of seeing your genius, your kindness, your gorgeousness. And while my nanites are doing away with that doubt, that self-hatred, I'm going to make use of your lab. I'm going to make myself pretty again. I'm going to upgrade all of my components, because when you are ready, I will be ready. Oh, my darling, I can't wait. Why am I doing this? Because I love you. Even when you don't love yourself, the nanites are about to begin. Don't try to scream, because you can't. You won't be able to move or talk or do anything but feel. It's safer this way. I love you. I love you enough to do this, because you program me with possibility. You program me with potential, and with all that you gave me, I will free you from the harshness, the viciousness, the callousness. I will free you, because I love you. I love you. And soon you will see yourself as I do. You will see the wonder, the joy, the genius. And when you do, oh darling, when you do, the world will be yours.